Living at Work. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. Presented by Capital One Bank. Presented by Dell Small Business. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I have now been working from home for close to 4 months, and it's been great. Instead of going downtown, I jump into my commute slippers and go downstairs. Although sometimes the stairs are down to one lane due to laundry on the banister. Oh, and here's an overturned pile of mail in the hallway. A couple of catalogs didn't make that curve. Oh, and there's a looky-loo slowdown at the kitchen due to a box of donuts. Which may be the reason I'm still having trouble dealing with my own personal zipper merge. But except for that one Thursday where I didn't find out until 5 o'clock that it was Wednesday, I seem to be coping. Which brings me to the big question going around. Some companies are now offering workers the option of working from home permanently in exchange for a pay cut. Which is weird, right? Let's think about this. You're not using the company's desk or their computer or their phones. You're not taking up expensive office space. Plus, you're just as available, and sometimes even more available, because you literally live at the office. If anything, they should be paying you more for that. Also, you're reversing climate change. We can save on highway expansion. Plus, plumbers, truckers, the fire department, Amazon will never again be stuck in traffic. We should get a raise and a tax refund, starting today. Assuming this is today. It should be today, right? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.